Blog Talk Radio.
Pastors for Punch TV Studio, your host, Joy Brown. Thank you for joining us today for a phenomenal show. And our special guest is Dr. Velma Union. Oh, you are going to be so blessed today. But let's give honor and recognition, because we know that without the Lord on our side, we wouldn't even be here. So this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad in it. So will you. So as I said, this is Punch, the pastors for Punch TV Studio. You can call us and listen to this interview at 657-383-1974. Our guest is waiting to come on board with us, but I just want to make sure you send it through your social media. Let them know you got to hear this woman, because she's talking about the number one issue in the world, finances. So, again, this is your host, Joy Brown. This is the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, and we have our guests waiting now to come on. But I do want to allow you some time to go on, call this number, click on, text your friends, text your family, and say, we got somebody that's worthwhile listening to today. Before we go into 218, you need to make it your priority to say, I'm going to have my finances in order. So let's talk about Dr. Union. Dr. Union has amassed a wealth of business knowledge over her 40-plus year career. She has experience in the restaurant, finances, insurance, business mergers, and acquisitions industry. Her specialty, however, includes tax preparation, planning, issue resolutions, nonprofit formation and management. The Internal Revenue Service was her training ground for understanding tax policies and problem resolution. She was an auditor for the financial institution with accesses of $250 million. In 1990, Velma acquired Accent Financial Group, Inc., a financial service company with an emphasis in insurance, real estate sales, and mortgage banking. The company was a family affair with her children, Juan Walker, who is deceased, and Adrian Walker as officer of the organization. During her tenures at Accent, she earned certificates in real estate development for the University of Southern California and economics development from Harvard University. While at Accent Financial Group, One Light Education Consulting, which later was recognized into One Light International, was formed as the nonprofit arm focusing on community engagement and small business education. In 1995, the tax service division, Velma's specialty, was acquired by an outside firm. The insurance and real estate division were headed by Juan Walker. In 1997, Velma took a hiatus from the business world to pursue a theology degree, a master, and later a doctorate at Fuller Theology Seminary. The same year, she formed the large church located in the urban sector of Los Angeles, California. There's so much that we could say and talk about this woman, but because it's such an urgency, it's a 911 interview, what I'm going to do is bring her on the line, and she's going to begin to walk you through her line of successes and the things that God has brought her into. And you know what we do. Everything is visible on our Facebook. So when you get a chance after this interview, I want you to go back and revisit that bio for yourself. But we have her live on the line today. You have Dr. Velma Union. How are you today?
I am well, Miss Joy, and how are you?
Just absolutely ecstatic to have you on this call.
It is my pleasure. It is. We had a chance to talk yesterday and again today, and we have a lot in common. We love the Lord, and we're in His service. And let me tell you what a blessing and a privilege that is. But I have to tell you one thing. My daughter's name is Andres. She would just die if I didn't correct that. I'd have to spank her, and she's an adult. Hello?
Yes. Now, what's your daughter's name again?
Andres. A-N-D-R-E-S-S.
Oh, beautiful. Andres. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. She... named after two of my friends, and she hates it when people get her name wrong.
I know she does. My son, he's the same way. He would spell it out for them. And do not try to abbreviate the name, because he would correct you. Well, listen.
Sounds like we have that in common, too.
Yes. I told you what I'm going to do. I already I'm going to make an announcement over the airways that I am adopting this woman. Normally the mother adopts a child when you're looking for somebody, but we're going to switch this around. I may have some papers and prepare for you to sign them so I can adopt you.
Wow. What a blessing. The thought of it is just exciting to me. So I appreciate it very much.
You're quite welcome. Well, listen, we're honored to have you here on the Pastors for Punch TV studio. And what I'm going to do is just have you to just talk about your beginning. I know you're from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And just tell us a little bit about your beginning and then just bring us on forth. And I know you just take your time, talk to the audience, and let us know, walk us through the financial business world that you have been and how you are helping the urban community.
You know, I was just rewriting that this morning. When growing up in Chattanooga, I had like three different aunts that I spent the bulk of my time with. They all mentored me. Each one was different. One was a house cleaner, but she was the one that taught me how to love, love, love. And one was another, her daughter was a house cleaner, but I had an aunt that was an entrepreneur. She owned her own restaurant business, she and her husband. And she was the one that had the fresh fruit in her house all the time. She had the house with all the beautiful furniture. No matter, in the wintertime, she had fresh fruit. So it was just amazing. She had a brand new car. And, I mean, she just was a very classy, stylish, well-dressed woman. And I thought, that's who I want to be like. And I made up my mind then, I was maybe 15, that I'm going to have my own business when I grow up, because that's what enabled her to do what she did. I had no idea what that was going to look like, but I knew it was something I wanted to do. So I got married as a teenager, had a kid, then went to college, Tennessee State, got a degree, undergrad degree in business, had a second kid, kept going to school, graduated, and came to California with two kids, a degree, and a footlocker, I like to say. And God blessed me. I mean, He just blessed me. My first job was in an insurance company, which was instrumental in me getting the job auditing the financial institutions at IRS later. So I could see God's pattern for setting me up, and it was just amazing. So after that, I worked for a small black accounting firm, and when he got ready to retire, he called me. I was working for IRS then, and he asked me if I wanted to buy a business, and I almost wet on myself, okay, because I always wanted my own business. My desire was to own my own business and to have my kids working, because, you know, you saw Koreans and all these people, their kids worked in their businesses with them. And I love my children, and we kind of grew up together since I was a teenage mom. And so I wanted them working with me. I wanted them to know what I know.
Oh,
and
that's
the way, and the way to do that was to own your own business, because then you could call the shots yourself. So that's what we set out to do. And God honored it. He honored it. So it had to be the vision he gave me, because he made every part of it come true. As it turned out, the guy I bought my practice from didn't really want to retire, but it got me out of IRS. And then an opportunity came to him, which was totally a divine appointment, to buy a practice, which was predominantly taxes. And that was my strong suit, because I left the IRS to come and work with him. And then I said, well, I won't work for you in that business, but I will work for, we can buy it together. We can partner. I said, I had my nerve. Here I am, you know, just barely wet behind the ears. But I knew that I didn't want to work for him, because he hadn't told me quite the truth when he called me. Or maybe he thought he wanted to retire, but the thought of it wasn't appealing after we started working together. At any rate, we wound up buying a practice together. And in a year, I borrowed some money from one of our clients to buy him out, so I had another partner.
Really?
And business.
So, Dr. Velma, what year was this when you were doing this? What year?
You know what? I came to L.A. 72. I worked for IRS, I think, through 78. We bought the practice and started working in 79. It was 79. And then I was there from 79 to 94 was when I sold that practice, because it was 18 years. And I went on to... And then I went on to sold the practice, went to seminary. And let me tell you something. It was what God intended for me. It was 95 when I sold it. Because 18 months later, my son got killed. So that just had me and we were business partners, the three of us. Andres went to the Navy. She came back. She worked with us part-time. But he got killed. So I'm in seminary at the time, not realizing that God had set me up to be there because of the support that I needed. Had I been in business with him at that time, I just have no idea what would have gone. So God is faithful. So faithful, so faithful, so faithful. Mm-hmm. But you know that.
Wow, that is something. You know, I'm thinking about it, because what you're saying, you're validating that when God has something for you to do and you're walking according to his will, and because you are a black woman, and what I'm hearing you saying is it's our roots. That's where we came from, entrepreneurs.
We did.
And you stepped right in that vein, and you pursued what you knew you wanted to do.
Yeah. And I didn't even know it half the time. That's what's interesting. I just knew this was the move I was supposed to make. I didn't see the long-range plan. I can look back on it now and see it, because there was patterns throughout. But at the time, it was like, it's the next move. I got to do it. And everything just fell into place. I had my retirement money from IRS, so I was able to help buy the new firm. And then one of the clients, and this clientele was just phenomenal because it was all different nationalities. We had Asian mm-hmm. ones, Latino ones, some of the most mm-hmm. prestigious black people in the city. Mm-hmm. So it was just marvelous, just totally marvelous.
Okay. Beautiful. So
yeah.
When you went into going to theology school, you said that's during the time when you lost your son.
Yep. I was in school 18 months before he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
I had moved on campus. I was working. I was helping another friend with a ministry. And mm-hmm. when, you know, and he didn't want to really treat me fairly. And so I lost my house, just let it go. I said, I got to get out of here. First house I
okay.
sold, which was my lightweight mansion. The next one,
really?
I went into it was up on Santa Rosa, Christmas Tree Lane in Altadena, theme room, jacuzzi, beautiful rose garden in the backyard. I mean, it was just my dream house. So,
uh-huh.
and then lost the second one, and I'm living in an apartment on Fuller Theological Seminary's campus when,
mm-hmm.
And in fact, Dr. J. Alfred Smith, who's a pastor in Oakland, was my, he was just my absolute father in the ministry. He and Elliot Mason, who's the pastor
yes.
here at Trinity, they were the two mentors that I had while I was going to school. And they were
okay.
both, well, Dr. Smith wasn't a client. I met him at Fuller. But Dad Mason was one of the clients in the business that I bought, right along with H.H.
Okay.
Brookins. And, you know, so we had a Baptist preacher or two, Joe Louis Gates. We had an AME preacher that was a client, Bishop. We had, so, I mean, it was just God just orchestrated the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when Juan died, I was on campus. They loved me, nurtured me, and God walked me through that whole process. It's been 20 years now, but it seems like yesterday. It was 20 years last year.
Mm-hmm. Was it? Oh, 2 years. Okay.
Yeah. September, 20 years.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sweet. And it never leaves.
No.
It's still,
oh, no, that,
it's still fresh.
Yeah. That's your child. You know,
yeah.
You never get over your children. And the Bible tells us, can a mother forget her babe? No, you can't as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. You never get over that. You never do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You learn to live with it.
Yeah.
And you learn to function in spite of it because of the
yeah.
grace of God, but you never get over it.
Mm-hmm. And then he had such a great work is what he was doing.
Oh, yeah, Juan was a character. Now I laugh about it because we used to joke a lot, and that helps me. He had done so much in his 32 years.
Right.
He came in, he ran the company. He gave me 2 years off. I didn't work for 2 years. He came
what?
In, took the company over. We formed, and I had already formed a real estate division and an insurance division, and he fired both of the guys I had working in those divisions and put his own people in there because he was young, fresh out of Claremont. So
oh,
he was Mr. the young businessman.
mm-hmm.
But he took over.
That's what they say when you let your children take over. They have different
okay.
ideas.
They do. And I respected them because they worked. You know, we did
that's
more
good.
Mortgages the first year in business than Bank of America did in our neighborhood. That's how he
wow.
wound up buying a mortgage bank because he was originating loans with the guy. And in that mortgage business, people, you know, they originate loans and then they package them and then they sell them on the wholesale market at a discount. Like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Bank of America, Citibank, they buy the packages. So he did so many, the guy told him, you should buy this business. And Juan said, how much you want for it? He told him, and we worked the deal out.
Wow.
Yeah, so God,
so how
God
did you come up with this name? How did you come up with this name, One Light International?
You know what? I have a friend, Dr. Alonzo Anderson, and he has his PhD in cognitive psychology. I had formed Access Group, but then when I sold the practice, I couldn't use that name. Well, we started the Lord's Church 1997, and when we started it, a year after we started, he became a part of our ministry team because we worked as a team. We had a Gloria, who's a Jewish sister that just went home to be with the Lord. There was Lonnie. There was Peggy and Ivory. That was our worship leader. Exetta was the worship leader. Robin Harris's wife, Exetta. So the comedian, Robin. So we, you know, we had a team of people, and Lonnie became a part of our team. He had a business called One Light Education Consultants because his degree was in cognitive psychology, how people learn. So he taught teachers to teach. And so that's what he wound up doing with us. And we laughed about it the other day because he moved to Atlanta. And I said, you taught us. He said, yeah, and you taught us the Bible. He said, because none of us knew anything when we started. And I said, and I didn't know a whole lot more than y'all did, but I was in seminary. So we did really well.
I know, isn't that right? Yes.
Yeah. We operated for nearly 18 years, and it was really a good church, a good ministry we formed. And in my book, I talk about the various community-based ministries we formed.
Mm-hmm.
We formed the culinary arts and catering. We had a chef that did that. We had a health ministry and a nurse that did that. We had our computer lab. We had a tech guy that did that. And we had a journalism lab, and we had Gloria's degree was in journalism from UCLA, and we had another lady, Sharon, who was a writer. In fact, she edited my book for me. So we had a major team of people, and Gloria's deceased. She's the only one deceased. The others, we still work together as needed, you know, with our distance type of training.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter is a controller accountant because she knows how to manage money better than all of us put together.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And she teaches. She teaches accounting. In fact, she has an MBA, and she's getting her doctorate in business administration.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lovely.
God has blessed me so much. It's humbling when I think about it, and such a privilege to, because God gave me the ability to love people. And my aunt, Miss Cora Williams, who's my aunt, she was the one that, she was the neighborhood house where all the kids hung out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And whenever somebody had a stray kid, they knew come to our house because they were going to be at Medea's house, because that's what we called them.
But you know what? Don't you miss that?
I do. We had such a time. In fact, my sisters and brothers and I are more like cousins, and my siblings that grew up in Medea's house, we are all more like siblings because we all grew up together in one house, and it was just such a blessing. Such a blessing.
So you were telling me that you have a program where you teach leadership. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's what our church is. The name that God gave me for it was the Lord's Church 2.0. And it's like the second generation because this is not a typical church. We have good churches and we have churches where, and this is, and I'm sure people are going to throw some stones at me for this, but we have churches that are making disciples for the leaders and not disciples for Christ. And God said, I want a church where I can make my own disciples. And Velma, you're the one that started. And I'm like, okay. So that's what we're doing. And we've got just a whole myriad of trainings for youth. and trainings for adult leaders. We have a program called the Are You a Pastorpreneur? Because most pastors now are bivocational. So they need to understand business and business skills. They need, and we have a workshop that's a part of that training called Business, the Other Side of Ministry. We have the all the literal financial stuff. We taxes, insurance, legal, lending, education, real estate, and security. We are just so blessed, so blessed to be able to teach. And God has just sent us every person that we need. So now what we're doing is forming a leadership group of millennials and of in between and the in betweens.
Okay.
And with
This is called the Large Church
2.0, and One Light is the training arm of the ministry, the leadership training.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful. Well, hold that thought. We're going to come back. I'm going to do a couple of commercials, and then I'm going to come right back to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
This is a Queen Bander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Thank you. You are listening to the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. I'm your host, Joy Brown. Our guest, special guest today is Dr. Velma Union. And we've been having such a wonderful conversation. She was talking about how she got started, all the things that God has led her to where she is today. We were talking about her ministry, the Large Church, and how God has orchestrated that part of the ministry. So I'm going to bring her back on the line, and she's going to begin to tell us more about how the training, how you can get involved with the training for the leadership. And then I want you also to talk about that book that you've written.
Okay. Well, again, I'm really humbled, Joy, because when I think about all God has brought me through, I feel really obligated to share as much as I can. And I've been really bugging God lately about, okay, God, Miles Monroe did this teaching, and the theme of it was the graveyard is the richest place in the world because so many people's visions and dreams die with them, and they live without ever imparting to anyone here all the information and the knowledge that they gain. Well, I have this initiative called the Elders Speak, where I want elders to just be able to sit in an environment. Young people can sit at their feet. And when the young people sit at their feet, they can learn. We can hand off information and knowledge. And that's as biblical as you can get. Because our kids, they have their whole new world, but it's not connected to a lot of what's going on. And that's because the baby boomers, which is, I'm one of those, we decided we didn't want our kids to work hard. We wanted to give them everything. And now they want everything given to them because we did that. So we've got just a whole lot of work we need to do as far as our values are concerned. But we can't make leaders if we're not positioned to do it. So we train. We have a small office. God willing, we're going to have a building in Inglewood somewhere. My offices have been from Beverly Hills to Santa Monica to Inglewood, and now I'm back to Inglewood again. And the church is Inglewood. So we meet at a school, actually. It's the Grace Hopper STEM Academy. A friend of mine runs that. And we are we meet there on Sundays at 6. At 10 a.m. Yes,
okay.
10. The address is 601 Grace Street, and it's right in back of St. Mary's Academy, and it's between St. Mary's Academy and St. John Chrysostom Catholic Church. So I'm like, okay, God, you have these Catholics down here, and you just stuck us right in the middle. And so we're worshiping there and training ministers. We're on Facebook under my name. We're working on this Facebook page. I got to get my technology up to speed. But it's VelmaUnion@yahoo.com. Because all of this is God has me just doing all new stuff. And I had, when I quit the Lord's church, pastor it full time, I thought I was finished with ministry. So I studied the Bible for 18 months. I thought, okay, I can teach, I can mentor, I'm a business coach. I do that for the Urban League and independent people. So I can do that. And the next thing I know, God is saying, start the church, but it's not going to be the typical church. It's going to be my answer to your question, which is the title of your book, is The Church, The Church. So I'm saying, okay, God, you clearly have a different plan than I have. So I'm going to do it. I remember when God told me, I want the things you did well and the things you didn't do well. He said, you'll give the things you didn't do well to anybody.
Okay. Dr. Velma, you here? Okay, I think I lost my speaker. She was talking about the book that God gave her. So let's see if we can get her back on this call. I think we dropped her. Well, let me take a commercial.
This is a Queen Vanda Power Nugget.
Did you know our afflictions have value? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 lets us know our life, afflictions, pressure, trials, and tribulations, which is but for a moment, a point in time, a season, a mark, significant. Worketh, achieves, accomplishes for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Hello?
This is a Queen Vanda Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, lets us know you, dear children, are from and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Okay, our guests, we are having, I believe, a little difficulty on the phone, but we're going to see if we can bring her back on. And again, we are talking to Dr. Velma Union, and I don't know, we lost our call. But again, if you've heard the enormous wealth of information that we have received from her on this call about her being so educated in finances and how she raised her children up in the same field. That lets you know when the Bible says train up a child in the way it should go, and when it grows old, it will not depart. So this is an awesome interview on today, and what we have, a patriarch. A one that is, that's what legacy means, when you have someone that has dedicated their life to the Lord and they're leaving a legacy for us. So indeed, it is such a pleasure having her on the call with us today. I don't know if you are listening, but you have the opportunity to give her a call. Of course, you can go on Facebook, and you can look up Dr. Velma Union, and you can be a part of this awesome training that she has in raising up leaders in the church. So I don't know what's going on, but we're going to keep on. I believe if she calls back in, we can bring her back on the call. Of course, you can call 657-383-1974. And I wanted to get the address again to the church where she's at, so you will know where she is. Yes, her call did drop off, and she will be calling back. Again, this is your host, Joy Brown, the pastors for Punch TV Studio. If you're needing to learn about taxes, you're preparing taxes, nonprofit, organizing, a teaching group, getting education on insurance, education in real estate, then I believe you need to find out who Dr. Velma Union is. She believes that business is personal, that it takes spiritual as well as financial wisdom to be successful. Now, I don't know about you, since in 1995, it says the tax service division, Velma especially, was acquitted by an outside firm, and that's what she was talking about. But I'm going to bring her back on the call because she's back on our line now. Okay, Dr. Velma Union, what we can do?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's get that address again because I want to make sure I hear is get the address where you are now.
Okay. Our service is on Sunday morning, and we're adding as needed. It are at 10 o'clock, and it's at 601 Grace Street, and that's Inglewood, 90305. And it's behind St. Mary's Academy, across from the Inglewood Park Cemetery.
Okay.
Off
so when you have your service on Sundays at 10, give us a just a synopsis of what is that like?
Actually, we come, we worship first. We begin with worship and prayer. We serve communion every Sunday because it helps us to remember who we are in Christ, and it sort of helps us stay humble.
Yes.
And we teach on whatever the particular topic is. This month, our topic is on your kingdom identity. Who are you in the kingdom of God? And what does that look like? And how do we take on that identity and operate in it so that we can receive what God has for us? Last month, we had I did the teaching, and it was on the names of God. The month before, which was the month we started, our teaching was on spiritual warfare, how to prepare to take back what the enemy has stolen from you.
Okay.
And each month is a different teacher. January, we're going to the Song of Solomon. What does the love of God really look like? Not all this fake love, not all this facsimile of love, and not all this pretend love, fake news. We're talking about what the love of God really looks like and how fulfilling it can be for us if we choose to follow his instructions. And they're not easy to do, but they are so worth it. Just so anything worthwhile, you gotta pay some. You got to bring some to get some.
And this is in January?
Yes, ma'am. We start in January.
Okay, 2018. So, in time, finances, what do you think is the church need? What's the strategy that we need to prepare ourselves for the end time? And the church's finances.
The way the Lord gave it to me was that we need to go from a borrower to a lender. That's Deuteronomy 28:12. And he says that in due season, I will rain on you and I will bless the work of your hands, and you shall lend to many nations and borrow from none. We owe everybody. We got all kind of credit problems. We can't tithe. We can't support ministry. We can't do what we should do as good stewards over what God has given us because we've obligated ourselves to pay more money than we actually make. So we have to really think about that. We have to say, okay, so God said there are seven tools for transition. And the first one is taxes. We can save money in taxes. One of the deductions that are sure is contribution. Mm-hmm. So we need to learn how to manage all these tools. God said was tools for transition. How do you go from a borrower to a lender? So we have to have strategy. And we have to save on taxes. We have to have insurance that benefits us. It's an insurance policy is an investment or an assurance of law of non-loss or risk. He said you're taking a risk, but insurance insures against the risk. Insurance says if you lose, you get paid so that it will make you whole again. That's one of the tools. Insurance is one. Legal is one. What legal structure is the best one for you to operate in if you're operating a business, if you're operating a ministry? As an individual, you can do certain things, but then there's corporations and there's S-Corps and people that are doing LLCs and just all kinds of things. And in fact, I'm pretty excited because you mentioned to me that you guys, when we get to our last tool, these are all tools, legal, lending, when to borrow money, when not to borrow money, how much to borrow, what are the rates, payday lending, how much does it cost you, how do they wind up with your check before you even work for it. So we've got problems when it comes to loans and credit, money management that we need to address. We have curriculum established to address that. And we've got economics. We need to understand the economic system that we live in because it's not friendly to us. It wasn't designed for us. And it's trained us to be consumers. So if we spend all the money we make, the people who get the money is the people we spend it with. Well, how many of us are cognizant of spending money with our own people? And how many of us have businesses that offer valid products that can make a difference? We, you know, so there's that's a whole set of dynamics by itself. How does the system work? How does the system, the kingdom system of economics work? How do we do that? We have to give. We have to give, and God tells us all kind of things about giving. So there's a lot of information that we need to know. Then there's real estate. That's a solid investment. There's never going to be any more land, Joy. There's only so much. And that means God's not making any more. We got to be have our part of and be good stewards over the real estate that's in our possession and teach our children to hold on to it instead of letting it go. And,
that's
and
true.
You know, we got neighborhoods turning over. Now, I mean, whole neighborhoods, blocks, everything that our forefathers bought in this country. Mm-hmm. South Central is no longer a territory where a dominant with African American owners. Nothing wrong with Latino owners, but we need to make sure that we have our fair share. Because if
That's
we don't,
true.
We can't support, we can't stabilize. Real estate is one of the best securities there is. And that brings us to the last one, which is securities. And I know that you're doing a public offering. And we don't understand enough about the stock market. So what we've done is we're assembling. And if you want to be a part of this team, we're assembling tax people all over this country. Insurance people all over this country, lawyers, law firms, so we can do trust and legally keep our assets in our family and teach them how to manage it, put it in the hands of someone who can, and borrow money at the best rate and only when we need it, eliminate all these credit cards with 25% interest, because that is where the payday lenders, predatory lenders came in the neighborhood. And they just take it that people, you working a month just to pay the back bills for money you already spent on something that you can't do anything with it. And there's a difference. When we teach about credit, we teach the difference between buying an asset and just having an expense. So we teach you about balance sheets and what that looks like and how it's evaluated. Insurance is an asset. Real estate is an asset. Securities is an asset. And you're doing a public offering now. And what people don't understand is that when you do an initial, it's called an IPO, And when you do an initial public offering, now I'm not a broker by any means, and there's a lot of that I don't know the intricate details of, but I do know that securities are a way to raise money from the general public, invest it, and cause us to fund our own deals. There's did a research study on a collaborative out of England. Scotland, poor, poor, poor country, about like our neighborhoods over here. They didn't have anything. It's called the Mondragon, actually out of Spain. I'll get the country right in a minute. But in essence, they started out as poor, as more poor than black folk over here. And what they did was they came together and they decided, okay, we make one product well. Everybody's going to focus on making that product, getting that product to market, getting sold, everybody get a piece of the action, everybody reinvest in so that we can continue to build this product and sell it and make it greater. And now they fund all their own deals. They have their own bank. They fund transactions. So the principles are in place. All these guys are just using principles that came straight out the Bible. So we begin. This all biblical. The court system is biblical. The financial systems are biblical. Insurance, biblical. All of it. Man. And the legal system, all biblical.
Oh,
and if
goodness.
You practice biblical principles, you will make the money. Now, with us, we're practicing biblical principles so we can do what God called us to do. And that is to serve his people and to build his people up.
Yes, exactly.
And to
right.
That his people
That's right.
need.
That's right.
And if we do that properly, the whole community will change. It'll change.
Yes.
But we've been trained to abuse one another. You know, in my book, I talk about how the black church was formed out of protest, and the Protestant church was formed out of protest from the Catholic church. So if something is formed out of protest, how does it go into not protesting and generating something that has value that's positive?
Right.
How do we mass these resources and assets so we can come together? I'm buying some stock in your security for Punch TV Studios. And it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Thank you.
People who understand it, they need to. We need to feature it. In one of our workshops on security, we can do it online, we can do it on TV, we can do it on the radio, or we can do a walk-up seminar. We have to, do this. And God
and
is
that's
giving
coming
you
together,
guys
right. Exactly.
Yeah. We have to get it out there. So I appreciate it and respect it. In fact, we did a summer camp called IPO Camp for kids. And we called it income producing opportunity.
And
listen, the kids
Dr. Young, we're running out of time.
I can talk
but you're
forever,
right
girl.
There on the right subject. I'm about to bring you back so you can talk about this. But we have approximately less than about 2 minutes that I just want to say thank you again.
Give us a call.
Coming on our show.
Yeah, give us a call. Yeah, give us a call, 323.
Now, what number should we call you on?
I'm giving you the number right now, 323-673-8185, 323-673-8185, and it'll have the information, all the information that's needed. And our website is www.onelightinternational.org. And we want to bring all the people that we collaborate with and link our websites together so that when I go to yours, I can flip to yours. We can just URL it in so we can connect with each other with minimum effort because this technology is here to stay. And we need to take advantage of it. This social media has literally changed the face of the world.
Oh, it has.
But not as
much
as Jesus Christ.
But you still got to do word of mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do. I'm a word of mouth girl because that's the way I was raised. But everybody sort of favors, they favor the way they were raised, whatever that is.
Yes,
so
that's right.
I thank you so much for the privilege of sharing with you today. You can tell I got excited about it. I appreciate you, and I appreciate all that you do.
I appreciate you, and I'm going to call Rhonda and tell her how much I appreciate her pushing me, telling me you got to have Dr. Velma Union on your call, and it is true. But we are running out of time. Again, thank you, listeners, for coming in. Our very special guest was Dr. Velma Union, and, of course, you can get in touch with her at 673-673-8185 or Facebook. Thank our CEO, Joseph Collins, for allowing us to have this time to come and minister to you at this time. And you have a wonderful day, Dr. Union.
You too. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you. Oh!